This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right. You bet your arse. Now, before we officially start the show, a bunch of tapes.
Yay.
For your listening pleasure.
Oh, we have written the song Five Times a Lady.
Oh, good.
Good, that's wonderful.
Be ready to sing.
All right.
Okay, we'll sing after we start the show. Here now, with a few words about Beth Ann McBride, who we wrote the song Five Times a Lady about. Here's Alan Alda on Beth Ann McBride.
I think she definitely was, she was paranoid and schizophrenic. And most schizophrenics have auditory hallucinations. She saw things. You know, she saw the devil in the kitchen. She saw the devil in the bedroom. So she never ate and she never slept. She thought I was trying to kill her all the time. Yeah, it's very tough when when your mother thinks you're trying to kill her.
And mother.
She fathered Alan Alda. She mothered Alan Alda.
Talking about
mother, father.
Yeah,
mother, father.
Okay. Mother, father.
Mother, father.
Thank you, mother, father. Which used to be the DJ equivalent when you really wanted to push the envelope, when you're playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to say, that mother, father, you know, which is like saying MF-er.
Could you say that's a mother, father of a record?
If you did it, like, real fast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of those fast-talking disc jockeys that could say 8,000 things.
Like that.
8,000 things at once. I used to love the subtler jokes.
Yeah.
Like
that's always been you.
On the 8,000th time that I would have to play All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
I loved saying All Night Schlong.
Wow,
it's the subtle one.
Yeah.
What was your Come on Eileen joke?
Well, I think you just did it.
And now
I heard that song and I was telling somebody about you doing that.
It's a party, everybody. Come on, join in. Everybody. Come on, Eileen. Okay.
See, I didn't have it right.
Napoleon Dynamite. We all love that. Everybody knows that. It's great.
Hilarious.
It's great.
My lips hurt real bad.
Now, you know the guy, he's a Mormon in real life, the actor.
Really?
Didn't know that.
And, now this is not a gag.
Napoleon, you're just jealous because I've been online chatting with hot babes like all day.
The Utah State Fair. You know, I can't tell you how many times I watch that movie, and I wonder which one of those kids is most like Bart. And sometimes when I watch that movie...
It's not Kip, is it?
No. But sometimes when I watch the movie, I hate to think, God, what if he ends up being the uncle?
Rico.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico.
Why do you love me?
My favorite
technology.
Uncle Rico moment is when he first sets up the tripod, and he's just going back with the football.
Right.
And he's going back to pass, right. And just... And that's all this guy's doing in the middle of nowhere.
He throws the pass, and then he looks left, and he looks right, and he just puts his hands out. Like, yeah,
there
I am. There's my show.
Anyway, Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro.
Yes.
They really do commercials for the Utah State Fair.
Wow. Oh, good.
So here you go. Not a goof.
All right.
Really, not one of our goof tapes.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking and his best friend Pedro.
Hello, everyone.
Do you like fun? If yes, then visit the Utah State Fair for tons of spellbinding events, like rodeos, demolition derbies, ultimate fighting.
Are there ninjas?
Heck yes. Ninjas are all around us, practicing their deadly art of invisibility. Why else do you think I constructed this killer pair of nunchucks?
Those are corn dogs on some string.
Yeah, but the dang ninjas don't know that.
And they use the same music.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now.
Who would think? In Utah.
Hey, Napoleon, are there ninjas even in the restroom?
Why? Do you have to go?
Well, I can hold it.
All your wildest dreams will come true at the Utah State Fair.
Visit UtahStateFair.com. Thank you.
Now, here's what I think. I know that's Napoleon Dynamite. Nobody can sound like that. Is that the real Pedro?
Yes, because...
Pedro maybe was pushing it more than he did in the movie.
We are simply playing the audio from the TV spots.
Wow, that's incredible.
I mean, really, we've got like 8 of them.
Cool.
Hi. You probably know me as Napoleon Dynamite and his best friend Pedro.
Hello.
At the Utah State Fair, you can witness pretty much the most amazing skills of the land, like flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills, cake baking skills.
You cannot eat the cakes.
Huh?
But the cakes, they're not for eating.
Did you eat one or something?
Yes, a little bit.
Dang.
These are great.
What it is like, it's like the Napoleon Dynamite outtakes you never saw.
Right, exactly.
Or almost like if they did a second film.
And I just love Patriots, the music.
Those cakes are like 1,000 days old.
I feel pretty sweaty.
The Utah State Fair. All your wildest dreams will come true.
That's worth
it. Visit UtahStateFair.com. I'm going to go home and eat them.
Just see ya.
That's great.
Well, there's
cakes are like 1,000 years old.
I'm like, there's like five more.
Oh, so I love them.
You know, okay, we'll come back.
Very
to that.
Good,
please.
Like I said, lots of tapes. But now to set the mood for today's show.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This will be the one that we use to start the show.
All right.
And after this, we'll be on to the first song. And then, speaking of songs, guys, get ready to sing.
I'm ready.
Because we have the words to Five Times a Lady.
That's wonderful.
But now,
come in, William Castle, the producer of this motion picture, has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do you?
Some people believe in them. Others do not.
Others?
Personally, I do. And I feel sure that when you leave this theater, you too will believe in ghosts. Now, when you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer like this.
Now, listen, I hope everybody listening got their special ghost viewers when they came into the theater today.
He's in a room with a guy with a bong.
Something gurgling in the back.
Joe.
Can we get high? Here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen? Thank you.
Change it. Thank you.
You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
This kind of.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes.
Right.
And you look at the screen through it.
You see us?
If you believe in ghosts, you look through the red part of the viewer. If you do not believe in ghosts, you look through the blue part.
Okay, you with me?
Would you please change the color again?
All right, change it
Thank
now.
You.
Are you an idiot?
Now, when the screen resumes its normal color, like this,
Whoa.
Remove the viewer from in front of your eyes.
It's important to start the show.
Each time the screen becomes blue.
Whoa,
watch the screen.
One more thing. If someone sits down next to you during the picture,
yes.
It would be helpful
the picture.
If you would show him or her how the viewer should be used.
It's like an oxygen
And remember,
mask.
If you believe in ghosts,
Do you believe in
look
ghosts?
Through the red part. If you don't believe in
look
ghosts,
look through the blue part.
Look through the blue.
All right. Thank you.
Happy haunting. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
I figure as long as you're playing the Napoleon Dynamite Utah State Fair commercials, we might as well play the...
Hello!
Really the greatest record the Oxmoors ever made.
Hello!
I love it. I'm not kidding when I tell you that, kid.
Hello! No,
crazy horses! Crazy horses. Hello, everybody.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello!
There, and
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right, and hi, Jerry.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
For the sakes, let's open the door. We start today from Provo, Utah, with the Osmond Brothers.
I love that song.
Crazy Horses. And you are 1/8 Jewish, right?
That's right.
Here we go.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
How your nature's order.
Running perfectly.
Good. I want to use the red part of the viewer, right?
All right, go ahead.
No,
you want to use the blue part right now.
Okay.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
I believe in ghosts. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
Whoa.
And all the ships at sea, broadcasting on average 5 times a week. Don Geronimo. There he is. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie. And hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
092105.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, it's not retarded.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada. from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK-FM in D.C., don't forget you got those special lines, 202-432-1067. We're on the Internet. Our website is DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Wonderful.
And you can now finally hear us on the Internet just like Al Gore wanted. Go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Go to RadioMat.com.
What a stream it is.
Click on WJFK, our station in D.C., or click on Spike Radio, the Las Vegas station, or the Edge in Pittsburgh.
Very exciting.
All these great names.
Great names, great radio stations.
But no Jack. We're not on Jack yet.
No, we don't got Jack yet.
Jack.
We want Jack bad.
Oh, take off your coat and jacket. And sit back and enjoy another fabulous edition of this show.
I haven't heard that one. Take off your coat and jacket.
You've not. Well,
that's wonderful.
I'm glad I could bring something to you, Mike.
That is, and it's at the very beginning of the show. That sounds like a song lyric.
So I've already peeked.
Take off your coat and
Hello.
Jacket.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, people.
Hi, people. Hey, how's it? You're on the air. Hi.
Not doing too bad, fellas. I just wanted to call and tell you thanks for getting me through a rough day today and hopefully a better day today in the hospital room.
You're in the hospital?
Why?
Yes, I am.
Why?
I had a double the size of an old person appendix that needed to be removed immediately.
You had a double what?
A double what? A double what?
It's a double the size of a normal person's appendix.
Oh, you have an enlarged appendix, so it had to come out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they tried going orthoscopically and decided just to slice me open and rip it out.
Right.
Yeah, it would have been dangerous if they did it orthoscopically.
How are your testicles?
They're still there. God.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the first thing I always check as well.
Were you shaved from head to toe?
Yes, I was.
Prior to the
Top
procedure?
To bottom. I have no eyebrows anymore.
But were you hairless to begin with?
I am like a 13-year-old boy, yeah.
You can tell he's medicated.
Yeah.
Are they giving you the liquid Demerol?
What do you want?
I am on Rush Limbaugh hydrocodone.
Oh,
and he got the name. Buzz, it's not hydrocodone, is it?
That's the Latin name. That's the
is that Oxycontin?
No. Hydrocodone, I believe, is Vicodin.
Ah.
Yeah, are they giving it to you?
Are you taking it in pill form, or are they giving it to you intravenously?
It was the pill form.
Pill form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are
well, enjoy those Vikes. Watch out. Matthew Perry really likes those.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen him. He gets fat, then he gets skinny. Watch it. Watch it. That's my advice.
If you get addicted, call me.
Oh, I will. Thank you, guys. I'm actually from Wichita, so say hello.
And you're going to get addicted.
You know, to me, when you're in the hospital and you have the privilege of sitting in a hospital bed, it's a shame they don't put something in your arm. I mean, I know that taking the pills is probably just as effective, but, man, you can hit that little button.
Yeah.
I remember a million years ago when I was in the hospital. Remember when you guys used to call me at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And I'd know that you were going to call in about 5 minutes, and I would sit there and I'd look and I'd go,
hit the button.
Man, hit the button. And then they gave me one more day and I had no more pain. And you're supposed to tell the doctor, you know, you're pain-free.
Right.
And I told them I was pain-free. They said they'll take out the Demerol at noon, and they didn't take it out at noon, and I knew you guys were going to call,
so
I figured I'd be a little funnier.
Happy hour.
And I gave myself an unnecessary dose of Demerol.
Mm. Just like Elvis used to.
Yeah.
Just press that button.
Yeah.
Just press that button. Get those drugs right into your system.
You could, you know, really, if they talk about exercising, feeling the burn, I could really feel the burn.
Yeah. And listen, goodbye. Good luck to you.
Yes.
Let's see. Yesterday, during the show, I talked about the gypsies that cleaned my house.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank the I don't know, at least 20 people that sent the translation of how to say, do not overload the washing machine.
Oh, okay, so you have it now.
No sobocare la lavatora. I'm butchering that, but it's written NOSOBRECAGUELALAVADORA.
May I?
Yeah, oh, here you go. And Mike, they also, on this particular email, sent me, watch out for number 3.
That's a really good warning.
In Spanish as well.
All right.
So go ahead. You speak that language.
Okay, here we go.
No sobrecargue la lavadora. No sobrecargue la lavadora. And that means don't overload the washer.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that washer was lavadora, which obviously it is.
And, yeah, because, well, hold on a second. Here's one that has a different word, Mike.
Well,
here's one. Okay, awesome. Try this one. Here's a guy.
And incidentally, for watch out for number 3 would be,
Relo hacia fuera para el número 3.
I mean, slippery floor.
And then here's another one that I guess they're not all the same that has.
Don't overload the washer.
No sobrecargue la arendera. And it's probably arendera. Nope. It might be arendera.
But then again, here's another email that has it the other way, the lavratore.
Ah,
line.
Okay.
Okay, can we read that one?
All right, here. Hold on a second. Where does it say it? Here. Okay. No sobrecargue lavadora. And the other one is no sobrecargue la arendera.
Sabado gigante.
I would say since you have...
Which is their Price is Right, right? On Univision?
Yeah. Since you have two lavadoras, yeah. I would go with... No sobrecargue lavadora.
But anyways, as you can see on one of those emails, and I need those back, please, Mike, because there's a link that somebody put that has, like, the Spanish to English.
Ah.
Where you just... it's like Googling it.
You're welcome,
you.
Doc.
So, thank you.
Here are your papers back.
Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy them.
Okay, the show today starts like this. Beth... Ann McBride.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. Oh, hold on a second. How could Joe have made a mistake? Joe's not even been involved in the show today. Hello, Jim in Vermont. Jim, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I don't know.
No, now see, what good is that?
Joe didn't.
Oh, no.
Now I'm curious. Now I'm dying of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm calling him too. But that's probably why he put that call up there. Right? I mean,
right.
A lot of our calls are on screen, but if they get a really hot one back there.
Yo no sé.
Yo no sé.
Yo no sé.
And if you do it the Lost in America way, it would be like, yo no sé.
Oh, when Albert Brooks is asking you for the bridal suite.
Yo no sé.
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
Joe?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Joe.
Why did you put that guy through? Why was that call highlighted?
Because he said that Joe made a mistake on the opening.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking you that. And then the guy hung up. What is it? You being Joe, world's oldest phone screener,
yes.
And more obvious every day while you are. And congratulations on that marriage. She's got to be mighty proud of you.
Absolutely.
I mean, God. I mean, what could be better? Well, right. Maybe you could be serving curly fries somewhere.
They'd be damn good curly fries.
They'd be the best.
Hot and salty.
But, Joe, what is it the guy thought that you screwed up that obviously was something that one of us, probably me, screwed up?
I don't know, because after I... realized he was an idiot, I stopped listening to him and put him up.
There you go.
And incidentally, that's the way we like our call screen.
Sure.
You know, when the guy, Joe really doesn't know what the guy's going to talk about.
But he liked the subject matter.
And the guy just started talking like an idiot, so he just put him on hold.
It helps to paint in broad strokes.
Right.
He said Joe was wrong about you guys being on an average on the air 5 days a week.
Well, that would be Rob.
Oh, that would be me, and
that's really
the person who was at fault was him for not getting the joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Right, because it's a joke about Beth Ann McBride.
Right.
The fact that she manages to explode in ecstasy five times a week.
On average.
But you put him through because you thought he'd be an entertaining idiot?
Perhaps.
Buzz, you know what you're doing?
Chance.
You're pulling a mic right there. And, Mike, I hope you see that.
I was leading.
Yeah, he's helping.
Did you see that?
I was leading the witness.
He was just helping a retarded guy on the phone.
He was helping. And
putting words in his mouth.
I'm trying not to do that as much as I used to.
And I'm proud of you, Tiger.
Trying to focus on the comedy end of the show, which I've been thinking about. Hot and Salty, the name of your laundry room.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
That's where my mind was.
So today it's you.
Yes.
Bye-bye. I hadn't thought of it all day.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Hey, listen, it's take off your pants and jacket.
Okay, or, you know, I mean...
Or whatever, right.
Really?
I think it's funnier with take off your coat and jacket.
I don't know, I like the pants, because pants
it's too
and jacket
obvious,
go together.
But with pants, it's too obvious.
Why would you be wearing a coat and a jacket?
Well, you
exactly. Buzz, I'm with you.
Hold on a second. If you're wearing an overcoat in the winter and you have
yes.
a sport jacket
yes.
underneath,
that's right. Like
possible.
What? You don't have a London
right.
fog? Excuse me. London fog doesn't come in the. what is it today? You have your crocodile hunter? Listen to this with Buzz. And I'm sorry, Buzz. You're going to be attacked today, and it's too bad because it's nature's order.
I understand.
And you get off the phone. Get out of here. Take off your coat and jacket.
Take off your coat and jacket.
So in the office today before the show, mm-hmm. Beth Ann says to me, something like, oh, that shirt you have on is exactly the color of your skin.
Referring to you and your
to
T-shirt.
To me, yeah. I have a Packers T-shirt on.
Uh-huh.
I am like George Hamilton with a tan.
You're blonde. Yeah, when you're in the sun, you hold your tan for like a month and a half.
And incidentally, I do that faggot thing like George Hamilton where I sit outside and I've got those big, giant reflective panels.
Hold it right under your chin.
Right under the chin.
And you're not averse to walking into any of the major airports in the Washington area and saying, show me where the sun is.
That's all I say. I don't care where it is. Show me where the sun is.
Two first-class tickets to the sun, please.
And some champagne for my lady. No, there's not a lady. So it would just be champagne for whoever is in seat 1B.
You still bring your foil fold out.
Anyway, Buzz, Beth Ann compliments your shirt, my T-shirt, my Packers T-shirt, exactly the color of my skin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that it started out as a black T-shirt, but since I've been doing more laundry myself, I put it in with some khakis and put too much bleach in.
That T-shirt?
Yeah, started out black.
You weren't joking. It really was black.
No.
Oh, my God.
Mike, don't you remember right after... Well, no, why would you remember? Right after I got back for the first go-round with Frida,
right.
The Green Bay Packers sent me hats and T-shirts.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right. This is one of the black... Remember you said to me how cool that black Packers T-shirt was?
That is it's an amazing, and I see how it like faded out, like even the lettering. Or, I can see how that
rust color.
That's an amazing transformation to be able to. You had to really screw your laundry up to turn a black T-shirt that color.
Yeah, so it's brown. Anyway, here's my point that I was going to. Can bleach make anything not be black?
Wow.
How about that?
It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
It worked for Michael Jackson.
Think about that, my scientist friend.
What amazes me is that it turned that color instead of doing that. It's almost better. I mean, it was a good mistake because you don't have the blotchy stuff all over the black T-shirt.
So Buzz says, because he's sitting in the office,
right.
Buzz, who's wearing his, like I said, like a Steve Irwin color shirt today, Buzz said, that's why I didn't wear the shirt that I was going to wear in today.
I put it on. It was the same color as me, the same way your shirt is the same color as you.
And my shirt, the base color of my shirt, underneath the lettering, is the same color as my skin.
Pasty. Right powder.
Really. Yeah. The only thing really is there should be little raccoon eyes near the nipples.
The albino boy.
Powder. I am the pale. Well, who's paler? Is Rob pale? Rob's not as pale as
No,
I
you
am.
Know what? Rob has more color than you do.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust. You'll have that rose. Rosy pink of health.
Well, still my favorite group, the Gin Blossoms.
My shirt's the color of Jackie Stallone.
Well, that's not funny. Stupid bird.
For the birds. You're for the birds.
They're for the birds.
You are for the birds.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Buzz, don't be talking about my clothes.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about. Beth Ann McBride. Here we go. Yeah, let's hear it.
Is it time?
It's time. Right. Now, we found out yesterday that Beth Ann McBride, oh, and if you're wondering, I love being able to tell you this. It's now 2 days in a row. I was able to knock that baby out of the park.
Good for you.
Out of the park this morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Buzz, you'll be glad to know, one of your old movies.
Oh, thank God. Andrew Blake?
No, but what I mean is actually one of the movies that Buzz has given me of him having sex with Marsha.
Oh, one of Buzz's old films.
I knew it would
happen. Now I understand.
One of Buzz's old films.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you'd ask for it.
It's the Taiwan Basket.
That's a good one.
I love that episode.
Yeah, when you're talking about Buzz's old movies, you're talking months, not years.
That's right.
So an old one of his would be something like from April.
And they're 8mm.
They're fantastic.
They're one of the few cameras left.
Who needs sound?
Exactly.
Yum, yum.
Skin flicks. Yes. So we found out what? Stag films. That's what I was trying to think. Right. Thanks, Rob. Stag films.
I am old enough. I am embarrassed to say I am old enough to say that I went to a bachelor party where they had a stag film on Super 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was a big deal. And we set up, you know, the old kind of screen that would have the legs on it that you would fold.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'd pull the screen up and, a long time ago.
So Beth Ann McBride, who, as you know, has not been with a man in the biblical sense, I think for like something like 11 years, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, so she says. I've never said this on the air before, but I would like to say it this time. I believe that she perhaps has an incredibly detailed and sordid secret life.
Do you think she has an FB?
Yes.
And by that I don't mean, for fellas, incidentally, you should know FB stands for F bitch. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be friendly about it, it's like your F buddy.
Yeah, or F boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you would know better than I might.
You're damn right I would.
About the F boy.
Right.
She maintains that she has no relationship.
A boy.
Whoa! She maintains that she has no relationship with men. Yet, she is able to climb every mountain and scream from the top of the mountain.
Mad Max.
5 times a week.
Right.
She averages 5 O's a week.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like a five-inning shutout if you're watching the scoreboard.
By the box score.
That's right. All goose eggs.
When you consider her work ethic and how much time she spends here at the radio station, you factor in her limited amount of free time. That's kind of gives you an indication of what she's doing when she's not here.
Well, something tells me she may be like the equivalent of a man. And what I mean is I'll use myself as an example.
Mm-hmm.
No self-control. Mm-hmm. I mean, impossible to last. I think a record with Frida was something like 8 minutes, and that only happened in 25 years, like twice.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it was always
30 seconds, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm
ready to move on.
I'm good. I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
So that you're saying she might be rapid fire.
She might be fast.
I don't know.
Anyway,
don't know.
We wrote a song for her. And let's see, Robbie, can we turn the reverb on?
Yeah, it's on.
Is it on here? Hello?
Can you hear Chip North?
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, B-switch, okay.
Everybody sounds better with reverb.
Hello? Hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Come on, loud Mike. Come on.
Hello?
Come on.
Why am I?
Let's invite Joe in here.
Okay. The men's chorus.
And Rob?
Great.
Would you mind sharing a microphone with Joe?
If he'll share with me,
okay.
I will share with him.
Then here are your lyrics. Now, guys, and Robbie, I guess you'll have to pass this over to Buzz or Joe, one of you guys pass it over. We'll sing it together, and I hope we've had no practice on this. Absolutely no practice.
Are we all singing it simultaneously together?
Yes. And as the show continues, we'll each take choruses on our own
okay.
and be able to serenade Beth Ann one-on-one.
Right.
But for now, here you go, Rob.
Thank you.
Here you go. Oops. Everybody in place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are like the friggin' Backstreet Boys.
It's like we're in the studio. We're getting ready to do our recording thing.
I hope we get the dance right.
Big 5-7-A.
Dayton is the game.
Five big fat losers.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking, and his best friend Pedro.
Hold on. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Joe's grabbing his own microphone.
Why are you doing that?
Better mix.
I don't know. Why not?
Oh, okay.
I just ate chili. I don't want to gas my bad.
Oh, well, thanks for coming over to my side of the console.
Is that it, number one?
Okay.
Crazy horses. There you go with that classic rock again.
Here it is. DJ Karaoke. And now we got the reverb on. That was one to make me remind you. I the little ones are going out to the bus stop early in the morning. Don't forget, turn on those headlights for safety. Huh?
Thanks a lot. A public service reminder from all of your friends.
Bing bong right here at wonderful Wido.
The big sound in the big town.
Okay, fellas, here we go.
Thanks for the times that you've given.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
You.
Isn't it me?
Hold on. No, because we're writing about
you've given you.
Right.
Funny. Now that I look at it.
Everybody, please. Let's all be a little quieter.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we were all singing too. I'm trying to get the right mix.
Yeah, because really, to make it sound perfect, I think that Rob and Joe and maybe Buzz need to back off a little bit.
And you need to approximate the sound of the Commodores.
Okay.
Because everybody, really, you all were yelling.
You were the loudest.
I know I was. I have theatrical training.
So do you.
I know. Thanks for the times that you've given you. Your fingers walk all the time. And now that you've come to the end of your session, there's something I must say out loud. You're once, twice, five times a lady, and you love you. Yes, you're once, twice, five times a lady, and you love you. just 20 times a month with moments you cherish. All 260 times per year. You touch you, you hold you, you feel you, you need you.
That's K-N-E-A-D.
A helping hand is always so near.
Now it's got the instrumental break.
Or we could all speak about her, or we could just call her. The song would work.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
That band is that.
Oh, so true.
Is that
so
true?
Good.
So,
yeah.
So it is five times a week. And to answer everybody's question,
on average,
how do you find the time?
Oh, I find the time. As I told Travis, you'd be amazed.
As you told, whoa, wow.
And you
that
are.
Band, hold on, stay right there. Hold on. B.A.
Once. Twice. Five times a day. And you love you.
B.A. Yes, you're once. Twice.
You love.
Five times.
You.
Oh. She doesn't bite her nails.
Was that you?
Right, carry over.
That was funny.
Roth had a good high note at the end. Yeah,
that was very good.
Turn that off. Thank you.
What happened to the reverb?
Okay, yeah, well, you'll be hearing it more later.
Man, I'd love to have that reverb on the show all day.
What's this?
What's that?
Let's give him something to
is
talk about.
Is that the flip side of my song?
Hold on a second. Jesus. Don't take away my head.
Don't take that away.
When you're down, feeling sad.
When I said I need it.
Is it reverb the greatest?
707 WABC. Oh, this is good. Are you still there, B.A.?
I'm listening.
Beth Ann, the song is dedicated to your left hand. If
right.
You don't know me by now, you will never, ever, ever know me.
No, you won't. Whoa.
Stop it.
Whoa.
I think your first one was that.
You faux blue note. You are no blue note. You are no OJ. You are no Barkay. You are no Shylight. You are not
Tavare.
You are not a Tavara. You are not even a Tim as in Melon Tim.
Oh,
that could be. He's a seriously the Larry King. Whoa. I think we'll have legs through Christmas.
Whoa.
I truly believe it. It always will be in response
that?
To something.
Where is that?
Whoa.
Whoa. That Jerry sure can book him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, bye, B.A.
Bye.
See, that wasn't so bad.
You know what? No rehearsal. I think we deserve an amazing amount of credit.
Look it up. It's called professional.
That's right.
Look it up.
It was great.
Great.
Look it up. Okay, here we go. Let's get ready for some kudos. These calls are on screen, so sure. I know that there'd just be our fans calling.
Praise. Praise. Know. Fans.
Our money fans. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, that singing was so bad.
Oh,
I had to turn to Sean Hannity. Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
he can't sing.
Yeah, that he can't.
You're cuts. Damn right he can't sing.
That cuts right here, right to my ticker.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, we're slowly getting a little more information. You said left hand. She said right.
Oh.
You said, yeah, so.
That was clever.
My next question would be is, what time? What time does she do this?
Well,
we need to know what time. For all the, on behalf of all the beach towel club cardholders,
and he's far too excited to be on the phone.
Goodbye. I don't think you need to know the times.
What time does she do it, man?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to know.
Hey, the only one you could hear in that medley was Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy, and that's amazing because he really wasn't here.
I know, but it sounded like it.
Spirit.
We get jokes. Okay. Bye, honey.
Compliment.
Bye-bye. We get jokes.
That is a compliment.
Oh, and now Larry King saying, whoa.
Whoa. How the hell did they do that? Jeez. Boy. Whoa.
There it is.
Whoa.
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 Whoa, Larry.
Whoa.
I'll play the homo tape on myself because
homo.
I was watching The View today.
Oh, well, you watch that for material.
Yeah, and I love it. I happened to catch the last 10 minutes. I frantically call Rob. I say, turn on 7 now, because Lay King is on with his wife, Sean King.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, of course, it's all about Larry, and he's, you know, he's got that frog posture, and he's got the suspenders and the rolled up sleeves.
Did they have the babies on again?
No, the babies were not on.
Aren't the babies now 15 or something like that?
I don't even know why they were on the show, but it was Barbara Walters' birthday.
Oh, my.
And Larry is sitting there, and he makes some joke, and Joy Behar said something that didn't go over well.
Right.
And Larry King went back to the card that he loves playing.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Larry King, it always gets back to the fact that he's a Jew. Mm-hmm. So Joy Behar says something on this panel discussion, doesn't get a laugh, and Larry King says, well, that's how it is. They're always against the Jews. And then and he puts his hands up at the end, like, you know, always against the Jews. And Joy Behar says,
yeah.
She didn't say that. I said that.
She, right. she coughed up a little lung butter simultaneously.
No, excuse me, everybody. She said, excuse me, I'm Italian. And you know his comeback?
What?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
There we go.
Same thing.
So he was making that false assumption that Joy Behar was Jewish.
Yes. And then he said to Barbara Walters that he had a special treat for her. Mm-hmm. He said, I talked to Mr. Paul Anka. And I'm thinking he's going to bring Paul Anka out, right?
Uh-huh. Which would have been nice.
He goes, okay, you ready? And the curtain comes up and there's like a little three-piece trio. And they start playing an instrumental, bad karaoke instrumental version of My Way.
Oh, no.
And it's him, and he pulls out a card, and it's like, Barbara, you did it your way.
Barbara,
you made them cry. You made them fly.
Oh, no.
When I was down, you were always around.
Oh, no.
Kid, we love you. You did it your way.
What is, has Larry King,
whoa,
has he attained the whoa stature where he can go on these shows,
whoa,
and really write his own?
Here's what I want to do. It's for Barbara. I want a trio.
Whoa. How the hell did they do that?
They do that.
Jeez. Boy. Whoa.
Whoa. How did they do that? How did
they do that?
There we go. They're there. I wanted their show one day.
I don't know how to do that, but you can, Dr. Tapes.
There we go from Brooklyn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, gentlemen, that was excellent. That, y'all make radio worth listening. It just nothing makes my day go better when I turn on y'all in the evenings and on my way home. And
are you talking about the performance of that fabulous group, the Five Goobers?
It's the same.
Yeah, the performance.
It's thank the you performance.
The performance.
It was the singing. I knew it was the singing when he called in.
Thank you.
Without a doubt.
Thank you. See you later. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Still right.
Listen, going, gone.
You're on with us, sir.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I love that.
I think a better name for it could be the Backstreet Tards.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm curious. Seeing as Bethann McBride has now admitted to being a five-timer a week, and she did borrow Marco Mears' truck and did say that it did smell very good.
Okay, let's stop for one moment to mention that Mike O'Mara probably is offended that you think Bethann McBride borrowed the car of professional golfer Mark O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
I'm sorry. My bad. Mike O'Mara.
And didn't you call yesterday?
Yes, I called. Right.
Yeah, okay. That's
call
a violation.
One, good two, call, one. Mike. There you go.
That was Rec. That was Rec Thomas.
Throw him in the hole. A night in the hole. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
In the box.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, this is Petey calling. I was just wondering what kind of animals you were torturing during that song.
Now, see, that's not a nice review. It should be like the other caller who said it makes the day worth living.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We cannot deal with these negative reviews of our performance.
No, I mean, it was flawless singing.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Not since four mop top lads from Liverpool came over the pond, has anybody. Oh, and of course, let's not forget the impact of Cheap Trick.
Sure.
I'd say it's the Beatles, Cheap Trick,
and then us.
And then us, with Five Times a Lady.
Backstreet Tards.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hi there.
I have some interesting conspiracy theories about BA's mastering your own domain.
Yeah. Okay.
Considering all you guys came out and said your average is 2 to 3 times a week, and then she still comes over the top and says 5, mm-hmm. I have a feeling she's lowballing, and it's closer to 8 or 10, really.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. She's by herself. She's not lowballing. And furthermore, when she orders a drink, I don't think she orders a highball either.
Not at all. Whoa!
A highball.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! You ever want to order that in a bar? A highball.
Do you think anybody orders that anymore, or do you think that's like our parents' generation?
All those people are dead.
Highball. Yeah.
The highballers.
And what
are
was
dead.
The highball? Exactly. Yeah. Highball.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I say bravo to you and your fine performance,
thank
and
you.
I shall think about it tonight. It was truly inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
What time will you think about it?
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Perhaps after the children have gone to bed.
Had a theme. That's what I thought.
There you go. That's right. Rub salt in the wound. Buzz can't have children.
Highball. Whoa. Highball is whiskey and ginger ale and ice.
That's it? Whoa. 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 All right. Thank you for the nice call.
Thank you.
Whoa. Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds great.
Hello,
refreshing.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
I was wondering if Beth Ann has shared with you what people, scenarios, or acts she pictures when she does her 5 times a week.
We didn't really get into that kind of detail yet.
We can take a break and come back and quiz her a little bit.
Well, to me, that's like the important stuff. I want to know, you know, if she's thinking of Tom Cruise.
I think it's
Mike
important.
Romero.
Let me tell you, it's a valid question because, and I'll ignore that.
I can't tell you how many chicks though face that same dilemma when they're sitting on the couch on a Friday night and they're dateless. It's, you know, Tom or Mike.
It's a constant.
Now Don,
look at the similarities. Seriously, we both have a motorcycle.
When you produce,
fantasizes about.
Yeah.
And whether she uses any visual stimulation. You were talking about using the great sex organ upstairs, the inner government.
Right. Girls usually don't use pictures.
I think a man wants to know.
Of course you would know that, Buzz.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
Well, we could ask her. She might be unusual.
He is sexed up today, isn't he?
He cannot help himself.
He's wound up.
Jesus. We're men in here, okay? I know we're talking about a woman, but don't, I mean, God, Buzz. Jesus Christ.
It's the outfit, too. He looks like he's ready.
Yeah, I know.
He's ready for love.
Those could be PJs you're wearing, for God's sake.
I'm wearing the same kind of shirt both of you were wearing yesterday. The same kind of shirt exactly.
No, you know what? No, I was wearing a golf shirt yesterday.
Nuh-uh.
No, you were both. I thought you were both wearing this type of shirt.
No, so you never care.
One of you was. Yes, I studied it intently.
He doesn't pay attention to
you. He doesn't care.
I keep a diary of it.
What's Beth Ann wearing today?
Her usual.
No, she's wearing jeans.
Can you name? Can you hold on? Let's just see your powers of attention.
Excuse me for jumping in.
I think she's wearing like a beige knit top. And beyond I didn't look any further.
I believe that top is blue.
I believe it's white, gentlemen, and I believe she is, if you count the denim, she's head to toe in cotton.
I think it's a tube top and a vest.
Vest.
It's a leather tube top, isn't it?
Yes, and a leather vest.
And she has the Billy Idol leather hat on.
Oh, that's right. She changed into that outfit before the show.
Hot
it's
pants.
The tube top leather vest panties.
Oh.
No, seriously, it's a blue shirt and jeans. And
is it blue or white?
I think it's blue, and I think her toes are red today.
Okay.
They're not black like they normally are.
Like Gleason.
Oh, black
and blue.
Oh, black toe. What color is your shirt today?
Pink.
Pink. Oh. So we're all wrong?
Yep.
Wow, look
was
at
it,
us.
Was it ever white?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bad laundering.
Well, it's what we've already discussed it once.
We thought you had jeans on. Do you have jeans on?
Yes, I do.
And now, what about your feet? I saw your feet.
What about them?
Are they black today, your toes, or are they red or maroon?
They're pink.
Pink to match the top.
Great. Right.
Perfect.
Really.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, who do you think about? Old
people that I've slept with and
old
that I would like to sleep with.
Corgi.
Do you use anything visually?
What do you mean?
Do you know exactly what I mean.
Do you look at pictures? Do you look at videos? Do you think of...
I like to watch myself.
a mirror, then.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? But not for the reason you think. What is that? What is that? What is that?
That's not with some CB interference.
Right. What does that mean?
That was the Paul Gorgi tape. I was thinking you were thinking about Paul Gorgi. And
that's Paul Gorgi,
well,
remember?
I'm not going to say who I think about.
Started it, and then you mentioned that you watch yourself, and it was just kind of...
Mirror on the wall.
Sorry, what?
Listen, we're going to break and come back, and we're going to pick this discussion up.
I need to go...
Because I need to know what kind of setup that involves. I mean,
no, you really don't need to know.
Is it a handheld mirror? Are you laying? I mean, is this a floor to ceiling mirror? Is it a webcam?
Listen, it's one thing if I talk to you guys. I got the engineer from I don't know where sitting right behind me.
Is he new? Is he like on the staff now?
Where are you from? Lanham. He's from Lanham.
Oh, from Lanham.
I don't know him.
Right. Is it the buzz looking guy?
Yeah.
I don't mean that as a slam against Buzz. He looks like your stunt double. You are much more handsome.
No, listen, I know I've jumped on you for your wardrobe today. I mean, I will defend you here. He does not look like Buzz. He looks like a T.I.T., a terrorist
in training.
It would be, terrorist in. I had to stop because I spelled the dirty word.
Yeah,
but if we were to make
I think he could be one of Buzz's Kansas relatives.
We were making an action film and we required a stunt driver, couldn't we use him for Buzz, though?
He looks to me like a guy that you would cast on 24 as one of the bad guys that was trying to do something to our country. Listen,
Barugaras,
will you send him in so we can eyeball him?
Yeah. Sure.
And I think really we ought to send him into Buzz's studio so that they can stand
next to each other. To see them side by side facing away. Because I think from behind.
He does not look like Buzz.
He colored his hair.
Well, he does kind of look like Buzz.
He has the curly hair.
Right.
A drier look today, Jerry Curl, though.
Okay, I'm going to send him in. Do you want him in the studio?
Send him to Buzz's room, please.
I did that for you. You like?
Bye. Okay. Bye, Beth. Yeah.
Maybe they're the same height, too.
Not sure.
The guy looks to me like a guy that I would pick out at the airport to say, we're going to do the full screening on you. Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong about the color of her shirt today.
And if you were in charge of airport security, you know how long those lines would be?
You know what it would be? One section for Americans, one section everybody else.
No, this is close. This is close. You have to admit when you see them side by side. Look at the hair. Look at the hair. They got exactly the same hair.
But look, he's shorter.
He is shorter than
Buzz. Look at the guy, though.
But he doesn't look Middle Eastern.
He doesn't look like Buzz, either.
Let's see your back.
You know who I think he looks more like than Buzz? That guy, Tony Shalhoub, the guy that's on that show, Monk.
That's so close, he does. Look at that.
From the back? Come on now, from the
all
back.
All I said was stunt double.
Now, the thing is, Buzz is smiling.
From the back, I look a little better, right?
This guy, can you smile?
But look at the... Just look at the guy for a second and tell me...
All right, they look a little similar.
We both have the bad teeth.
And you know who else I think he looks like?
Cool.
A little like Peter Falk.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
as the compliments
he does
just keep
like
coming.
Peter Falk. Yeah,
absolutely.
He does. Yeah. All right, well, that's great. All right, we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Buzz,
can we snap a pic of them together for the website?
What do you need?
Would you ask him? We'll take a picture for the website.
All right.
Would you ask him, please, if he has ever been stopped at the airport for extra screening?
Hey, sir. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Abdul. No, it's like John or something. Fred.
He doesn't look like he was.
The question is, have you ever been stopped at the airport?
Not since 9/11.
Not since.
That's good. That's honest. That's an engineer answer right there.
Cool. Thanks.
It's a good thing.
All right, take the picture. Yeah. Put it up on the website.
The last thing he wanted to do was be in that studio with you.
Right.
I don't think he looks like you, but we'll put the picture up on the website and people can judge for themselves.
Maybe.
And, Buzz, I think what you're going to need to do when that picture's taken, you have to duplicate his facial expression. Yeah. So you have to kind of, you know.
Yeah, turn the mouth down.
You know, just to take away that constant joy you have within yourself.
I'll study him.
And when you look at the picture today, ladies and gentlemen, squint. It'll help them look alike.
Absolutely.
Look through the blue lens if you don't believe.
Thank you, Buzz.
And through the red one if you
don't. Thank you, Buzz. And don't forget, Beth Ann watches herself.
Certain sound effects just work.
I pictured that it's a closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those closets that has mirrors on the door.
Yeah, hanging off a full length, like a full body length.
And she
angles it just so.
Or she could even be sitting on the ground.
I pictured a hand mirror.
Yeah, well, either way.
How about that?
Well, that girl is full of nuggets, isn't she?
Yeah, and I'm just glad she's comfortable in her own skin.
She likes to watch.
It's a good thing.
She likes to watch.
It's fascinating.
She likes to watch.
Sure.
Jesus. You ever watched yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How about you, Buzz?
Yes.
Wow, I'm really in the minority here. Rob?
No, I don't want to subject myself to that.
Man.
Hey, I didn't say I liked what I saw.
And listen,
but I'm curious.
I'm not talking about...
I'm curious.
Whoa!
I'm not talking about that you don't see.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Jeez.
How the hell did they do that?
I don't they know.
They do that.
Whoa.
Jeez. Whoa.
Whoa. I'm not saying that you don't look... when you're doing it.
No, I have positioned
but I'm talking
a
about,
mirror
okay.
to see.
Okay.
That, and I've done it more than once.
That makes you creepy.
No.
Sorry, friend.
No.
Makes you creepy.
I don't do it on a regular basis.
I don't care. You know, one time is enough. One time is enough with the big house.
Does it make me a little, is it a little gay?
I was not going to use the word, but I'm glad you did.
I'm very open-minded about that.
Yuck. That's the last thing I want to see. You know, as a matter of fact, hey, here's a happy thought I'll leave you with.
Okay.
That since I've had this breakthrough with number
yes,
three
yesterday, yeah.
I am constantly thinking that Frida is watching down over me and watching how I mean, mm-hmm. and physically,
yeah.
I picture her looking and making sure that I'm not screwing up everything and
right.
that the house is running and Bart's good and things are good with Amy. Mm-hmm. And I thought today, what must she think if she's up there? You know, it's like, what if she's up in heaven and she just says, you know what, it's been a couple of days. Let me just see what's going on. Like she turns on some close screen TV and it's like a security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees me go into the room and she's like, oh my God. Oh, this is what he's going to do.
Do you think if everybody's up there, that they have the same access? People, do all loved ones that have before you, do they have access to that security camera?
Here's the thing.
Man, I'm not going to be able to ever do that again if that's the case.
I'm sure that God sets up some type of system where you have to sign something like, can you handle this?
Yeah,
you
know? But here's what I think. I think it's a setup where they don't see it unless they've seen it before.
Well. I'm not going to say she hadn't seen it, but she had
not technically seen that.
Right. No, I mean, you know. But,
I like that thought.
Why would
the theory?
Why would each of you? Why would you do it in front of a mirror? You fags?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You want an explanation?
Yes.
Be happy to give you one when I figure one out.
Hello.
Stop making them feel like it's crazy. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it's not normal.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Billy.
Bye-bye. Methinks the lady just. Defended me. And Buzz.
Yes.
Well, I have an explanation.
Thank you for that.
What?
I do, and this is a legitimate... because I watched... most of the time, I'll watch something on TV.
Yeah.
And you know, what we watch.
In the movie,
and
right?
There was nothing on TV.
You watch porno.
And I was looking at it like maybe I was pretending, I was fantasizing that I was in one of those movies.
Okay. Now,
what's the truth?
Okay, you know, I say lots of stuff about sex that grosses you out, and allow me to have the same, because that's what I'm picturing now. I mean, that's just... What about you, Mirror Boy?
I think curiosity covers it. I think, you know, it's only natural to be curious.
I like to see what it looks like from different angles. I do. Look, okay. Look, now listen to me.
Okay, you and Beth Ann and Buzz, I'm going to buy you all some Windex, and you're going to have a party.
Hey, can I say, it's not, I don't do this, this is not like my regular modus operandi.
No. You sure do know a lot about it, though.
What? Because I gave it some thought.
Okay.
It requires angles. Requires being in the right place.
Okay, pitching, not catching. Don't worry about it.
It's fun.
Of course it's fun. There's lots of things that are fun about being gay.
Maybe that means I'm a little gay.
You make closer friends.
I accept
friends.
That.
Make closer friends. You take better care of yourself. You're very organized. You know, all those great gay stereotypes.
Welcome to my hall of mirrors. There is not an angle in this room where you will not be able to see yourself.
If I did it, it would have to be like with a funhouse mirror. One of those things that would
That's
give me like a gigantic forehead. Oh, right. Hi, Joe. No, you know what? Against my better judgment.
I was going to
have you.
You.
Oh, thank you. Have you?
Probably.
Joe, you weren't going to come in here and defend me?
I haven't done something like that since I was 15.
Done what?
But
Amir, I know what it looks
just
like.
Just so you're coming in and putting me down again?
But hold on.
Is that it? That's such a surprise.
I'm putting you down.
But did you do it when you were 15?
Yeah.
Okay, faggot. Get out of here.
Oh!
Yeah, see how he turns on you?
See you. Bye.
Okay, Mr. Man.
Goddamn right.
Here's the reason right here. Objects in mirror may be larger than they appear.
Right, Buzz beat my explanation.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll
get
beat
it
you.
And beat it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.